The second vignette gives an overview of Obama's chances in the 2008 presidential campaign and is based on the writings and comments of the Wall Street Journal reporter and columnist John Fund. Fund said, "While Republicans tend to nominate their best-known candidates from previous nomination battles, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and now John McCain, Democrats often fall in love during a first date. Unsuccessful Democratic presidential candidates considered first dates might include Michael Dukakis, the former governor of Massachusetts in 1988, Senator George McGovern in 1972, and Senator John Kerry in 2004. Still, Fund acknowledged that 2008 is the Democrats' presidential election to lose for at least two reasons. First, it is extremely difficult for a party in power that has held the White House for two terms to extend into a third term. People have Bush fatigue, Fund has said, and they want to try something new. Second, as the economy slowed down through the first quarter of 2008, the odds were increasing that it would be in a recession in November 2008. Recessions are never good for the party holding the White House. Yet Fund has consistently argued that the Republican Party has an excellent chance to retain the White House in 2008. Why? For beginners, Obama entered the primary season a virtually unvetted presidential candidate. Candidates as green as Mr. Obama make first-timer mistakes under the searing scrutiny of a national campaign. Ask John Kerry, who had won five statewide elections before running for president. Second, most people don't pay attention to elections until they have to. In the primaries, the media coverage is all about personality. But finally, in September and October, in the last stages of a general election, everyone gets into a discussion about issues and ideology. Fund has maintained Republicans win when they decide to focus campaigns on issues. George W. Bush, despite all his faults, ran a campaign of contrasts and issues in 2000 and 2004 and won, even with a hostile audience in both cases, Fund has told audiences. Ronald Reagan was all about compare and contrast. We are conservatives, they are liberals. Or their policies fail and our policies work. Choose. Reagan was behind Carter in the polls, but the final debate turned the tide when he framed the question clearly for voters. How did voters feel in 1980 they would be better off economically? With the failures of the Carter years or the promise of the Reagan years? Only then did Reagan win by a landslide. We are still a center-right country, Fund has said, on any fundamental policy question, social, economic, or foreign policy, about 60% of the country will vote for the conservative side rather than the liberal side, provided the fall campaign turns to comparing and contrasting issues of policy and ideology, not personality.